Can it really be 20 years since the birth of Heart in London?
Let's get the radio station started. Woo! There it is, the first song played on London's new Heart 106.2.
Those fingers.
A Trivial Pursuit question for the future, I have no doubt. It's 7:05. There are bags of people around the studio. It's chaos here. This is Gloria Estefan. It's too late on the new, the brand new Heart 106.2.
Heart 106.2, which launched in London 20 years ago this week and nearly wasn't called Heart at all. It became, though, the second Heart station. The other had launched this week the year before.
You're listening to test transmissions from Heart FM, the new soft rock station for Warwickshire and the West Midlands. Due to start broadcasting at 7 a.m. on September the 6th.
Happy birthday to the two original Hearts. 45 years ago this week, and what's in the news in Manchester?
BBC Radio Manchester makes news in its own right this morning. The station, broadcasting on VHF 95.1, came on the air 1 minute and 20 seconds ago and is now the largest in the country. The station has been built in 7 months at a capital cost of about £60,000 to £70,000, with a running cost in excess of £100,000 a year. The theme for the opening day is going to be a normal Thursday's broadcasts with some special events.
Happy birthday, BBC Radio Manchester, this week in 1970.
Well, here we are. We've arrived. The newest sound around.
He sounded as if he wanted to be somewhere else, didn't he? BBC Radio Norfolk was the first BBC local to broadcast in stereo, and the left and the right channels launched 35 years ago.
1980 radio is a world of complicated but versatile equipment, as you'll see shortly. But of course, the moment approaches when Radio Norfolk goes on the air for the very first time. It goes on the air via its nerve centre. The nerve centre, of course, is the studio. Come with me. And the man who's going to put Radio Norfolk on the air is my old friend John Mountford. Hello, John.
Hi, Ian.
How are you feeling?
Didn't he just put his head in a bucket? Oh, the magic of radio.
Hello, this is Radio Norfolk, your new neighbour.
Hello, Radio Norfolk, the first of a new tranche of BBC local stations coming on air this week in 1980. This week, 25 years ago, a commercial radio farewell.
And so there we are, with the time approaching 4 minutes past 12, amid the anticipation of the new sound coming in just over 3 weeks to Bristol and the County of Avon. That's GWR. Obviously just a hint of sadness as well. Can I remind you that test transmissions for GWR begin at 6 a.m. this morning. In the meantime, and indeed for the last time, this is Mark Seaman on behalf of all the Radio West staff and presenters, both past and present, wishing you a pleasant Monday and all the best for the future. Can I also thank you for your loyalty and your listenership over the past 4 years?
The end of Radio West in Bristol this week in 85. It eventually became Heart. Another short-lived commercial station was born this week in 81.
Monday morning with Chris Rea and Fool If You Think It's Over. We've just begun. A brand new radio station, a brand new week. It's a Monday morning. What a nice day today. I had a lot of requests in this week saying, please tell me, can we have the first request on Centre Radio? So I put them all in a hat and I've come out with the winner. And it's in fact a record for my big toe. And it's high. Good luck, Timmy. Hop to it.
The confident birth of Centre Radio in Leicester. It went bust 2 years later. From the press, and we have a cutting here from this week in 1967. It's that familiar photograph of the Radio 1 presenters on the steps of the church near Broadcasting House. The headline is Pirate Jockeys Join BBC. And it goes on to say, amongst the 30 or so names, there's a solid core of pirate disc jockeys who've come home to legality. They arrived, this article continues, at Broadcasting House dressed in very un-BBC outfits. Orange slacks, bearskin coats, gold embroidered jackets. There was a proliferation of beards. Some even wore suits. Determinedly in fashion, the BBC handed out lapel badges bearing such slogans as, I'm a Radio 1 Upman, and ring a 24/7 ding. 1956 now, and David Jacobs hosted his first Pick of the Pops.
Hello there. Well, as we've captured the air for the next hour and a bit, we hope we've captured you as well. And this is as good a place as any to remind you how we make up the hit parade on this programme. You know, we take the average of the placings in three leading musical papers.
All I remember is leaving the studio at the Television Centre after Jukebox Jury, and coming up to Broadcasting House and presenting Pick of the Pops.
David Jacobs, who hosted his first Pick of the Pops on the Light programme this week 56 years ago, described as a selection from the latest gramophone records. On many old Bakelite radio sets, you'll see the word Droitwich on the tuning dial. And that was the site in Worcestershire of the largest UK transmitter. It came on air this week in 1934, carrying the national programme. But why the site at Droitwich?
They did a lot of experiments with the mobile transmitter to see what the sort of service area round about the Midlands. And it was realised they couldn't put a large transmitting station very close to Europe, to Birmingham. They'd searched around the various districts, including places like Barnt Green and so on, and finally came up with this site at Wychbold, which was ideally located. The site was chosen because it was central to the whole of the Midland region.
John Phillips speaking to me there. He was an engineer on site just after those wartime days. In 1992, another national station launched, this time on 11 FM transmitters.
This is an engineering test transmission in preparation for the new independent national radio service, Classic FM. Transmissions will be in stereo and signal polarisation is mixed.
Good morning and welcome to Britain's first national commercial radio station. This is Classic FM. I'm Nick Bailey and this is George Frederick Handel.
23 years ago, the Birdsong stopped and Classic FM launched. So, with Marcia Sound launching in Wrexham 32 years ago...
Welcome to Marcia Sound. Your station, your sound.
Wogan announcing the end 6 years ago...
I was hoping to break it to you, my loyal listener, more gently.
The same week that Chris Moyles became the longest-serving Radio 1 breakfast jock...
Anyway, who'd have thought this would be the longest-running breakfast show on Radio 1? Not Tony Blackman, that's for sure.
Signal launching in Stoke 32 years ago.
From me, John Evington, a very good morning to you.
David Hamilton celebrating his 77th birthday.
It's David's daily dolly.
Newsbeat born 42 years ago. Newsbeat! And this song released 36 years ago. Radio, even though it bloody well didn't, those are this week's... Radio.